Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out swearing over her two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Married at First Sight, Season 17, Denver, Colorado, recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Yo. For those listening on podcasts, platform, their favorite podcast platform, they won't get why I'm laughing. Those watching live on YouTube or watching the replay on YouTube will get it. You look like hell. All right, let's do it. And I know why. That's why I'm laughing. It's not because you're frustrated with this season completely. And you are, but it's not that. That's not the reason. So what's the problem, man? Go ahead.
Tired. I just got back from Dallas. I don't know if you have this, right? But when I travel, I left for Dallas Thursday morning. Mm-hmm. And then the first night I stay in a hotel, I never sleep well. Mm-hmm. It's always like the second night I sleep well, but here was only one night. And so I probably got 3 hours of sleep. And then making that drive back to finish up work calls. And then I have to come on and talk about these couples that I'm not all that excited about anymore. Eyes tired, boss.
That's what I'm tired, boss. Yo, why did Allison say you look like Mr. Rogers?
Hey, hello, boys and girls.
She's not lying, though. You do look like Mr. Rogers. If you're listening on the podcast platform, you need to come take a look at it on YouTube.
Well, you got to see the whole outfit. There was the jeans and the nice boots. So when I was presenting today, I looked really good. And this is like a non-threatening sweater. Makes people feel relaxed and comfortable, just like Mr. Rogers did. So I take that as a compliment.
You know, Allison also said this. Last time I made a live, we all had hope for these couples. Is this how you're feeling?
I guess I can say I have hope for maybe one couple. That's because they just met.
Yo, for real. Pink Butterfly says, I didn't watch the last 55 minutes. Kitty says, I wish I hadn't. Yo, the shade is strong today. Yo, what the hell?
Oh, and we got Nick Pick from Australia.
Oh, what's up?
Yeah, nice.
Let's see. Hello from Tacoma, Massachusetts. And Nikki B says, that is a non-threatening sweater.
That's right. Makes people feel at peace.
And Shimarell says, Terrell said, oh, my mama, on my hood.
Every Come morning. That's my morning affirmation. Every morning.
I look good. Oh, my God. Okay. You ready to get it started?
Ready.
Now that you're awake, now that everybody's talking about you, Mr. Rogers, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood sweater.
Yeah, you know, but I can take it. I got big shoulders. You can make fun of me all day long. I'm good with it.
Hey, and see, I just want, before we get started, just want to say thank you, Lizzie. Says, hi, y'all. Love your shirt, Yanni. Yes. Greetings from California. 49ers faithful. Indeed. Terrell's a hater. I just want you to know that right now. Terrell's a hater.
No, I'm not a hater at all. I have no issue with the 49ers.
Yeah, you do.
I want the Lions to win because you losing and the look on your face when you have to talk about losing to the Lions would bring me joy. And so I like that. That's why I want the Lions to win is mainly, and you've talked so much shit about my Saints all season. Well, and I even agreed that we weren't good. And then you still talk about us even when we didn't make it to the postseason. And I know that. Yeah. So now I'm like, you know what? I'm going all in on Detroit. All
you
in.
You do that. You do that. That's like my sister-in-law who's like, yeah, got everybody Lions shirts. She said, oh, Yanni, I forgot to get you one. It's okay. Well, I'll get you one. No, you don't. I promise I'll get you one. I'll wash the car with it. Don't do it.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and order you a Lions Super Bowl champions t-shirt on Amazon. I have it ready for you.
It'll be an Africa.
When I see you in a couple weeks.
Just like the NFC championship shirts, they'll be in Africa. And Danielle says, hi. She's with Terrell, Saints fan here. And
who that?
Connie Poodle Mom says, what are friends for? That's what I'm supposed to do. Remind you of how crappy your team is when they're running crappy. And just so that we can bring this back together as a united front, Tara G says, Dallas fan in the house. And together we say, boo.
Well, you keep that same energy when y'all lose on Sunday. I want this same talking trash energy when y'all lose.
It never goes away. You should know this.
Okay. All right. We shall see.
You know this. All right. Well, look, man, this episode starts off, and honestly, there's really no need for even to put pictures of, because it's all about one couple. We know it starts off with another couple, Becca and Austin, and always sees them going, we off to grandmother's house, you know, over the river and through the woods to grandma's house we go. Deuces. But at least they had Michael in their thoughts, though.
Well, but I mean, you know, you haven't been having sex in Denver, so let's go someplace else and not have sex. see what that's like.
Wouldn't it be strange if they had sex in grandma's house?
And not in my grandma's house. She was still alive as an adult. Nope.
So Michael and Chloe, they're prepping for the wedding. And, you know, the brave soul named Michael seems at peace with his wedding second coming, right? He says he had a hard time trying to evaluate, but he's ready. He's nervous because he knows what it's like to be there standing at the altar and have somebody walk down and go, yeah, this ain't going to do it.
Well, at least he's prepared because he's gone through it. So once you've gone through it, you're like, okay, well, if I get rejected this time, I know how to handle it and I'm going to be good. But and that's just Michael's vibe, right? He just seems to just chill, go with the flow. I don't know if that's the weed is legal in Colorado. And so he has an edible in him. I don't know, but I just like Michael's vibe. He just seems very chill. And so I'm curious to see how this is going to go. And then, of course, Chloe's friends are eagerly supportive of everything that she's in. And even Chloe, I mean, she seems all in for this process. So I'm optimistic so far.
What I'd like to is Chloe saying that, you know, a few years ago, she wouldn't have been willing to get married at first sight, right? She's like, yeah, I would have never done this. I'd be like, oh, hell no, right? And to be quite honest, the first thought I had when I saw Michael's tux was when she sees that sofa that he has on as a tuxedo, she might be like, you know what? This is not for me either. Like, who did he go to Austin's grandma's house and take the couch and say, I'm going to bring this with me since y'all can't come to the wedding? What the hell was that?
Before y'all toss that out, let me just cut a little something. I can make something work with this. I have an idea.
I can make something with that, too.
But I liked his tux because that was his sense of style.
Yes.
And I'm like, you know, if you're going to do this the second time, do it your way compared to the first time. And then even with Chloe, and I really thought because Chloe to me just seems very, as she calls herself that perfectionist. Feels like she's just very rigid in a sense when it comes to looks and all that. I thought she might be not into that. But then when I saw her put on the pink Converse under her wedding dress, which I really think this was all planned. But anyway, she put the pink Converse on in the wedding dress. I'm like, okay, Chloe, you two might have a little something.
Why do you think it was planned? The color scheme, you think, was planned?
The color scheme of his tux, and then coincidentally, she rocks pink Converse that matches his tux. I just thought, this is probably planned. But regardless, I thought Michael's tux looked good, and I liked his whole outfit. But maybe different shoes. But other than that, I liked the outfit.
Now, apparently, everybody else in the chat agrees with you and don't like the fact that I call this thing a sofa tuxedo. Quan Asia says, I like it too. The deep rose, so it's not pink, it's deep rose, with the print was nice. I didn't like his shoes. Also didn't like his shoes. She had on pink chucks, so it all flowed. Yeah, you know, and here's the thing. I like that she put the sneakers on because they're comfortable. I mean, the traditionalist would say, no, you have to have heels on. As a man, you will say that because you don't have to wear them. And our shoes are comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, I say you can't really see your shoes anyway in the dress. Might as well wear something comfortable. So I think it's great. But Michael, I thought, looked good. It was his style. And that made him feel more comfortable to go through this for round two. And Chloe was comfortable in her Converse. So win-win so far.
Yo. Fish Chopper 007 says Michael looks like the Timu version of Prince.
Wow. Michael's living his best life. You let Michael alone.
For $5.99. Y'all are off the chain. Yo, but why did Allison say this? And I don't know if you saw this too, but she says, Chloe seems fake as hell. She reminds me of the most popular girl in school, saying all the right things so everyone likes her. She's probably lovely, but we're not seeing her.
I noticed a lot of people on social were saying that. And I don't know. I'm trying to give Chloe the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
In this moment. So I don't want to assume that she's being fake. I'm just going to assume positive intent right now. And then we'll have to see, the more we get to know Chloe and more we hear on the after party, maybe that'll tell us or paint a better picture. But for right now, I feel like she's being genuine. That's all I can do.
You know what I like about these two? The fact that they both have the exact same fear, because she's like, oh, I'm kind of worried that he sees me and takes off running. And I'm like, they're both the same. This is beautiful. They have the same fears. They should both stick at the altar together, right?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. We shall see. Now, I thought it was odd that Chloe had that picture of the empty chair.
Right.
From like a year ago. I'm like, why would you hold on to that? I mean, I get creating a vision board for yourself.
Right.
But I couldn't imagine, like, you know, creating my vision board and take a picture of the empty side of my bed and be like, one day someone's going to be sleeping right there. I just thought it was a little weird, but whatever works for her.
She felt left out. That's why. It was a couple's trip. And she's like, look, I'm the only single person here. I'm going to. And it probably started off as a joke. You know, like the Manti Te'o?
It could be, but that's not a joke I would put on TV. Yeah. You know, for everyone to see. If you went on a couple's trip as a single person, you signed up for that. But I wouldn't put that picture out on, because it almost makes you look desperate.
Orion and Brennan came to meet with Michael. And, you know, here's where I got mixed up, because I almost thought, are they going to send the girls in with Chloe too? And they never did. And I'm like, oh, that's right. She's not supposed to even know them.
Yeah. And that made sense why the girls didn't go in there with Chloe, because Chloe wasn't there from the beginning. She wasn't part of the bachelorette party like the original girl was. So for Brennan and Orion to go in there, my first thought is, why am I seeing Orion on my screen? I don't really need to see him at all. But then I was like, wait a minute, Michael, do not get advice from Brennan and Orion. Those are probably the two you don't want to talk to. And if you look and listen to their advice, Brennan said, just stay true to yourself and don't fight the process. Really? He's been Mike Tysoning the process from the since the honeymoon for whatever happened. So he's been fighting it. Well, we know. And then Orion said, as long as you're open, the sky's the limit. Okay, Orion, when were you open?
Yeah.
When did you remain open throughout the whole process? Because you shut down over something that you said that Lauren laughed at. She didn't say it, but I digress.
What'd you think of the gift exchange? Because, you know, Michael gifts Chloe a Tiffany and Company gold necklace, and she gifts him some cufflinks.
I thought it was nice. I liked it, and it made me think to myself, I was like, you know, I need to go to more events that require cufflinks, because I have some.
Yeah,
they're just collecting dust, but I haven't been anywhere. And they don't go with this. They don't go with this awesome Mr. Rogers sweater. So I don't have cufflinks.
And if they don't match the sweater, you can't.
They don't go with the sweater. I can't do it. Mr. Rogers didn't have cufflinks.
Daryl spent the last hour getting ready in front of the mirror, putting on that Mr. Rogers sweater. By the way,
no, this is what I put on at 8 o'clock this morning.
Oh, you spent all day in it.
I've been in this all day.
I don't know if that's better or worse.
What, damn, a shower and change just to get on the podcast? Nope.
You go spray on the smell goods when you feel like it.
I didn't spray on the smell good today. When I shower and change after this, I'm going to bed.
Okay, just make sure you don't spray over the funk. Jesus. So look, we get to the wedding, right? And Michael, he enters and is extremely nervous. And you can tell that nervous energy when he walks in. And he has a right to be nervous, because one of the things he's thinking about is what's she going to think knowing that she's playing second fiddle when he finally tells her, right?
Well, I love how Michael embraces his nervous energy when walking into a room. Because that's something I would do. If I was nervous, I'm just going to start talking to people.
Right.
And that's going to help me relax. And I think that's what he does. You know, he's thinking, what if this person walks out and says, nope, I'm right. not interested. And he's already been through that. So he's just trying to make himself feel comfortable. So I really like that. And then once Chloe finally comes out and sees him,
yeah.
she looked really excited to see Michael.
Right. It's she really is excited to see him. It seems like they're looking, they're happy to see each other. And they get up there and they greet each other like 125 times. I was like, Jesus Christ, how many times are you going to keep introducing yourself? First, she walks up, hi, I'm Michael. And then, meet for the first time, Michael. Hi, I'm Michael. Meet for the first time, Chloe. Hi, I'm Michael. Like, Jesus
nice
Christ,
to meet
we
you.
Know your name.
Nice to meet you. Hello. Nice to meet you.
Stop.
Hello.
Stop. Stop. I got tired of it.
It's like that movie, 50 First Dates. It's like every time they, it's like they're starting over every time they talk. So that whole thing, because I mean, this part of it, because we've already been through these weddings, a lot of us probably just want to fast forward.
So you didn't like the babies?
But I did make a note of that. I'm like, why would her bridesmaid say, Chloe has it all, brains, beauty, and boobies? I'm just like, why would you?
At least they didn't lie and say booty.
Yeah. Yeah. She doesn't have that, but I just think that's just a weird thing to say, but whatever. It's TV. It's reality TV.
Okay. Here's the question. What did you think of the kiss? I'm very, really anxious to hear your thoughts on the kiss.
I thought the kiss was great. I mean, it seemed like she really liked him, where a lot of the other folks, it's kind of, I think Lauren and Orion's kiss was probably the one that was the most out right. of the other couples, but their kiss seemed really good. But before the kiss, what'd you think of the vows?
The vows were good. So the vows I thought were even, right? So here's the difference. And the reason why I jumped straight to the kiss, and I'm glad you went back to the vows. I thought the vows were pretty even. I thought, here's what I liked about her vows. She looked him in the eyes. Like she had the paper in her hand. I was like, I don't need this. I got it. And, you know, because some of them try to get cute. Hi, insert groom's name. No, she just went, Michael. And spoke straight to him and just said what was on that paper. And she glanced over like she'd been practicing that presentation that you do in class the night before. She had that down. And I like that. I like
an actress that's cool. Like an actress that studied her lines.
You know, like people said, the representative knows their lines.
What I thought was interesting with the vows is, and this is for all the couples and just this whole show. Mm-hmm. I find it how they write their, it's just interesting how they write their vows, saying things like, I'm sure you're my person. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you really know that? And then the other thing I was thinking is, Michael, did you just use the same vows from the first one and just change the name?
Was it?
Or did you get, well, you never heard his vows from the first
one.
That's
right, he didn't.
I'm just wondering, did he use the same vows? Because if I was on this show, I would probably have done the same thing. Let me just white out this name. Put in
this sounds
Chloe,
wrong, right?
I still feel this way for whoever they set me up with. I'm going to read this thing right here.
Yeah, I asked about the kiss. Karen says the kiss was great. Allison says that was some Hallmark Channel dry closed mouth kiss. Was it though? I mean, because here's what I noticed about the kiss. You tell me if you notice this. She grabbed him by the face and beta mailed him.
You know, she really wanted to make sure that he knew that she really liked him. Mm-hmm. And it was a good kiss. It wasn't too much over the top. No, it wasn't like they told us, the producer said we got a kiss. So, mwah. All right, let's go. You know, it was, they seemed like they're really interested. Michael seemed really happy. And Michael's just a good dude. And I think that's just it. We're all rooting for Michael in this situation.
Like L. Ramey says, you can tell Michael is a solid guy. And you can also tell he's a beta guy and she's an alpha female. The way she grabbed his face and said, bring it over here and take this kiss.
So I guess no one can grab your face and kiss. I don't care. If a woman grabs my face and kisses me, I don't feel like a beta.
I'm not saying she can't. It's the way she did. I can't be the only one who saw that and thought, we know who wears the pants in that one.
I didn't think anything about that at all. That's on you.
But okay.
I don't know what happened to you in your past that someone grabbed you by the face and kissed you, and you just can't let that go, and your therapist has nothing for you. But
I don't have a therapist, but go ahead.
And that could be your problem right there.
How do you say that? So after the wedding, Chloe says exactly what you just said. She's attracted to Michael. And to be fair, I was like, she seems genuinely happy to be married to him, right? And again, one of the things I noticed about that kiss was she looked happy to kiss him. Like, she didn't, like you said, not just a, all right, well, I got to do it. No, she was happy. And that's why she grabbed him that way and said, come here.
Well, and I think it's because he asked for consent. So there was that. She was like, yeah, come in here for the real thing. We got this. So I thought that was good.
Indeed. Now, Michael then explains to Chloe why you may have looked over on your side and went, who the hell are these people?
Yeah.
I don't like the way he kind of did that. And even said, you know, well, it was easy for me because I saw my people, then I saw other people I know on your side. And he explained why. But did you notice her face as he first started telling her that he had done that before?
I think her face tightened up when he was like, and our situation is uniquely unique, because she's like, okay, where is he going with this? So it was more of a concern, but I applaud Michael for doing it this way, right out the gate, tell her what happened, be honest about it. And I love the fact that he said, you're not getting a broken man. Our journey is our journey. And that wasn't meant to be. And so I was sitting there watching going, go ahead, Michael. Love it. Yeah.
I like what he said, right? But the way she reacted when he first was telling her made me really question, should he have told her this quickly? And then, of course, we realized why he had to, because, all right, you got to go meet these people that she didn't know who the hell they were sitting on her side of the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with you. I like what he said. It's ours. And then you saw her hit that switch again. Oh, back to actress mode. Let's go.
Where am I at, camera one? Camera two, where am I supposed to be?
Oh, that's right. We're still in the scene.
Yeah, back at it. Scene.
Okay. They show the other couples before Michael and Chloe get to them, right? And did you notice they're standing in a circle? But in that circle, there are two points on opposite ends. And those two points are Lauren and Orion. And they're outside the circle as far away as possible. I feel like I'm doing Trump right now. As far away as possible as they can.
As it should be. Because he doesn't need to stand next to Lauren at all. He blew that.
Facts.
Y'all should even be friends, not even acquaintances. You know, so I'm glad they were separate. But what I thought was funny is, of course, you know, Emily and Claire give him a little shade. Emily says, their vows were vanilla. You know, I would have expected more. And then Claire said, well, at least she didn't run. So that's good.
You know, the comedian in me, and not saying I'm one, I'm just saying the person who enjoys comedy, loved the jokes. But the passionate person in me, it's like, yo, what's wrong with y'all?
You're at passionate? This man's wedding. I think you mean compassionate, which I know you don't have that, but I think that's what you meant, not passionate, right?
Yes, you know what I mean.
Got it. Yeah, you don't have that, but go ahead.
I have both.
Therapy.
But
therapy.
I have both compassion and passion. Thank you very much. They could at least saved it for after, though.
Yeah, they could have, but at least, you know, they shut up once Michael and Chloe got up to him. Of course, what you do when you're talking about people, you don't want to do it in their face. Right. And so did you notice how they intro'd each other? You know, hi, I'm Emily. And I'm Brennan. It wasn't like, I'm Emily, this is my husband, Brennan. Right. Or, hi, I'm Emily's husband, Brennan. It was just, they're all just like friends from college. You know, there's no connection. Mm-hmm. And then Claire was like, my husband's not here. It's like, hey, y'all separated. And don't even call him your husband because you don't want him to be. But we'll talk about Claire a little bit later.
Now, the thing of when Michael introduces Chloe to the rest of the group, she's like, I feel like I'm not supposed to be here. And Lauren's like, no. You are supposed to be here, right? And I like the way she kind of said that to her. They go take pictures, and they're just really comfortable together. Michael and Chloe, really comfortable. It just feels natural. Like, this is the kind of stuff we wanted to see from more of these couples when you see them getting married the first time. So I like this.
Yeah. I mean, I think they had a good vibe. I think he interacted with her family really well. the whole photo part looked good. And then at least once they sat down on the bench and she's asking about his tattoos, at least he remembers what his tattoos mean to him compared to old boy from Ready to Love. He remembers all of them. And
that's because he's not a fashion designer.
To speak to it. Well, don't talk about fashion designers. We don't want to get anybody upset. Think we're knocking the arts. Yeah, we're just knocking that broke dude in Dallas. But,
yeah,
you know, all the other artists are good people. Whatever. And it's a great profession. Yeah, right.
Jesus. Sensitive. Get me started. Let's leave that show till Monday, okay?
Yeah.
We get to the reception, right? And I just, why on earth is Orion even asking Lauren how she is? I'm like, mind your business.
You don't need to know.
Exactly.
You don't need to know. You do me dirty, you don't have to worry about how I'm doing. I'm doing fine without you. You don't need to see anything on my social media. If you see me out, how have you been? Don't worry about it. there's nothing I'm going to say that's going to make this an engaging conversation. So
he still thinks he has control over her. That's what it is.
Yeah. And I was like, why are you even doing this? And so I was starting to get a little nervous because I'm like, Lauren, don't you fall for this. Don't you let your guard down on this dude. And so he's asking how you've been emotionally with everything. And what does she say? You know, I'm glad Lauren says she doesn't want to have the conversation about anything later. When he said, do you want to talk later?
Would you want to talk later? No.
About what? What we need to talk about. Yeah. I don't want to help bring up all this old stuff. And then she's like, no, we don't need to do that. I don't have any animosity towards you, which I'm like, you're better than me, Lauren, because I would have a lot of animosity. Yeah. And then this dude's like, well, can I have a hug? No. I'll fist bump you. That's about all you'll get here. Boom.
Because you notice, when she said she didn't want to talk, he's still bringing up all the old stuff. Why?
He's still trying to talk because the camera's on. He's trying to win.
I'm with you, Brandy. She said, if I was Lauren, I would have changed my seat to across the room. Yeah. Like, as soon as he started talking. just slide away. except those chairs don't have wheels, so they've been scared.
Yeah. No. I'd have been like, hey, I'm eating right now. Let's talk later. I'm eating. I'm busy.
Oh, how about this? I didn't see the after party. I think you watched it. Moon dances on the after party. Lauren said they went out after the wedding. He totally ignored her. Yeah, because the cameras weren't rolling.
Yeah. But again, I'm just glad Lauren isn't at this point trying to entertain engaging with Orion. So let's just be happy for that.
Austin probably says it best. Orion is a narcissist.
He's something. He's something.
So, Chloe with the other women, right? And here's something, and Tara G had said this as well, too. Said she thinks Chloe's concern was, why wasn't she the first choice? Which is exactly what she said to the other women. Like, she said, I'm a little concerned because why didn't the experts see me as a fit for him the first time?
Which is what we said when they said they found a match. Because, like, wait, you went back into the same batch of women. It's like, oh, this is the right one.
Same dirty water.
Yeah. Yeah. No. No. But I would be concerned about that, too. But I like how the girls were letting her know that, hey, no, everything happened for a reason. This is how it was supposed to work out. Mm-hmm. And they were very complimentary of Michael. And just saying a lot of positive to make Chloe feel better about it. So I think they did a good job because, you know, Emily gets a couple drinks in her. You never know what's going to come out of her mouth. And so I'm glad that nothing got crazy in that conversation. I was more worried about what was going to happen when Michael, Brendan, and Orion got to talking.
Well, so I mean, was there really anything? I didn't see much with these when they were talking there.
So Michael had asked, like, you know, is the biggest challenge uncovering, like, one big obstacle and figure out overcome that, or there's a bunch of little ones? Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, you're asking advice from two of the wrong people. But Brendan said,
done it, though.
Yeah. So, but at least I'll give a kudos to Brendan, which is rare, but I'll give a kudos to Brendan. He said, the experts matched you where the big obstacles aren't a concern. But I'm glad that he told him that, you know, you'll have your own journey. Not to compare your journey to mine.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or to Orion's. And then when Orion wanted to do that, hold Brendan's hand, I was like, I wonder how long Orion has wanted to hold Brendan's hand all this time. Because he looked a little too happy about that.
Hi. I like this. This is amazing.
From this moment.
He was way happier to hold his hands than Lawrence.
Just saying. If you know, you know.
Now, did you notice Claire seeing how Chloe and Michael are bonding, and she's like, oh, I miss Cameron, and decides to pick up the phone and call him?
Because the camera's on her. Of course.
Is that what you're going with?
Yeah. Was that camera one? Oh, man. I really wish Cameron was here. I should call and check on him. I'll be right back. Follow me. So she calls, mm-hmm. and I'm like, why are you calling him? And why is she acting so much like she really likes Cameron? And then telling him, you know, I miss you.
Right.
Telling a man that you rejected, that mm-hmm. you miss him.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing positive comes from that. You rejected the dude. Now you're going to be like, I really miss you. No, you don't.
By the way, we take a break from this regularly scheduled live stream to let you know that this live is sponsored by Cause the Cameras Were on Them. Thank you, Ariadne.
Thank you. And because the cameras are on me and Yanni right now, please hit the like button. Give us a thumbs up.
And if you're not subscribed, hit the subscribe button. And hit the bell for notifications.
Thank you. But yeah, I think all of us are really annoyed with Claire. And I really can't wait for the reunion to see what all went down that we didn't get a chance to see. But
yeah.
Till then, after they're having this conversation, she gets done. The camera goes to Emily. And Emily's about to go into turnip mode. I'm like, oh, it's about to get, that's her second, third glass of wine. Mm-hmm. It's about to get lit.
Second, third glass on camera.
Yeah. Didn't count the shots.
Yo, but at first I'm like, oh, well, so she's just having a good time. She's just, wait, oh, then the glass on the ground. Like, and well, I didn't realize it was her that knocked it. So she went, oh, sorry.
Well, before we get to that, because we're going to talk a little bit about Emily, you had Chloe talking to Michael's groomsmen, mm-hmm. and then Michael talking to Chloe's family. Mm-hmm. And I thought those were some really great conversations, which, again, makes you really feel positive about this. They asked him, like, if Michael wants to buy a $1,000 pair of shoes, what are you going to do? And I liked her answer. She's like, I'm a minimalist. That stuff doesn't bring me joy. But if that brings him joy and he wants mm-hmm. to do that, I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm. No, it's I like the way she responded to that, because when she's like, you know, that I don't have those feelings, I was like, uh-oh. And she said, but if it brings him joy, cool. And her friends are like, yeah, well, actually, we're hoping that you didn't like it so you can get him out of that. So I like the way they kind of went that route. Noticing, as they kept going back and forth between the two, when Michael told Chloe's friends and family, including her mom, about his previous trip down the aisle, you saw the look on their face, right? Especially the mom. She's like, the hell did they do to my... She was ready to go kick the producer's ass, right?
Yeah.
And then he was asked, well, so what'd you do? And as he tells them, they all melt like butter.
Michael's smooth, man. But I think he's genuine. But he is smooth with it. But I think he is just really genuine dude. So I love that. And... when his groomsman asked Chloe about that, she said that she's glad the experts kept her in the dark or she wouldn't have gone through with it. So remember you and we were saying, we debated that. Yep. I was like, they should tell her. Well, it's good that they didn't, because if they would have told her, then she wouldn't have gone through with it.
And I said that though, right? It's those things that if this, should they, like, because remember we were like, yeah, they should have told her. But then at the same time, the opposite side of that spectrum was if they did, and then she said it. Yeah, I would have been out. And I like the fact that she said that because it's honest. Or at least it was in the script. So then you get to the point where they ask her about kids. And mm-hmm. this is where there was a little bit of concern, because I don't remember much about Michael. And she says, we could. There are this many kids out there. No need to mess up this body right here to have any. Let's adopt.
I loved how she said it. There's 450,000 kids in foster care. Instead of putting a bun in this oven, I can support the buns that have come out of other people's ovens. I thought that was really cool and a clever way to say it. And so now I'm like, oh, crap. does Michael really want kids? Because I don't know. Mm-hmm. And come to find out, Michael doesn't really want kids either. He said he's never had a desire for children, but said if he loves someone so much that he'd be open to it pretty much. And I love this line. He said, fostering, adopting, or having children of our own, the method is agnostic. Mm-hmm. I was like, God damn, dude, smooth like butter. He's a good dude.
Yo, he won Chloe's mother over with that. Like, she was like, come here, son. Son, I love you. It was amazing how he made them melt in his hands. Because he comes out front and says, hey, this is not my first rodeo. Matter of fact, I just did this about 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then makes them melt then. And then they ask about the kids because the mom is like, well, what do you think? And as he's answering, he knows he's on the right path because everybody's like, oh, this is good. This is good. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So then we get to Emily and Brennan having a little chat. And Emily is reminiscing like, oh, our old wedding venue, and kind of the memories are starting to come back. And Brennan's like, yeah, it hadn't really hit me yet.
I feel nothing.
Yeah, I feel nothing, but I'm excited for them. I'm really excited for their honeymoon. And she's like, you're excited for their honeymoon? Because that's where things go downhill.
Yeah, but they definitely did it on the honeymoon. You were right. They definitely did it on the honeymoon.
Yeah, I think so. But her facial expressions and mannerisms during this whole conversation is creepy to me. I mean, she just seems weird. But just the way her body language and all that, to me, it seems like somebody's about to flip the switch from sane to crazy. But then I remember, oh, wait a minute. She's been drinking a lot of wine. She gets that little red nose a little bit, where that's when drunk fun Emily comes out. And what we see next is party Emily in full effect.
Assumpta B says, weddings are meant for being drunk. LOL. Emily knew her job. So why are you trying to drunk shame her, Terrell?
Yeah. I'm not drunk shaming her, but we just know that this is part of the reason Brennan's not having it, is when she gets tipsy and she's dancing on the dance floor at someone's wedding, knocks down a glass, and whatever, Brennan's just like, I'm over it. And he's about to leave. This is why.
Nikki B points out something, because I didn't see her knock that glass. That guy bumped Emily with his drink. Mavs ain't ish.
But it's not like we would be surprised if Emily bumped into somebody and knocked a drink down. I mean, it's not like that would be out of character for her to do something like that. Lauren, out of character. Emily, she's done that before.
Fish Chopper says, I love the drunken shade Emily was giving Brennan. And Allison says, hey, it was not party Emily. We did not see the puss.
Touche. That's bachelorette party Emily. This is someone else's list. So maybe she went from an 8 down to about a 7.5. And didn't get too crazy.
Look, LG Art says, when I was in my 20s, I was delusional and drunk as well. So glad there were no cameras. You know what? When we were in college, I am so glad there was no social media. Thank you, Lord. You knew what was best.
Yes. Yes. So, I mean, I agree. I agree, which is why at our age, we're not going to go on these reality shows. But for these younger folks that, you know, their history can come out, or this is going to follow them forever. Great, but you know, you called it. This is why, you know, you and I, we don't like that drunk girl. And then, of course, as a DJ, what's the rule?
No drinks on the dance floor.
No drinks on the dance floor.
This is why there's a reason. Dance floor weddings are meant to get lit, especially if you're bitter. Yeah.
Yep.
But look, the messenger says she looked like a wedding crasher.
And she wasn't supposed to be there.
And Monique G says, Brennan threw the glass at her. My wife's over there.
And Emily's drunk. She turned into mystical. Here I go. Here I go.
The woman right chair. Yeah. Oh, my God. TM10 says, Emily likely drinks so she can disclose what she can't when she's sober. She needs to work on her communication and speak up for herself, in my opinion. While she may say the things that she doesn't want to say when the liquor kicks in, That's not why she drinks. Emily drinks because she's a party girl. Plain and simple.
Right. Right.
Plain and simple. We've all known the party girl.
We have. And that's her issue. And it's unfortunate because there are positives to her, but they just get masked over by Party Emily.
Yeah. Connie says, Brennan is so done and more now. Yes, this is why we think that he actually did throw that drink after. That was probably the most accurate description of what happened. Yeah, this was crazy. But we get to the wedding night. Is this what you expected with Chloe and Michael on the wedding night?
Well, I expected Michael to carry her over the threshold, mm-hmm. which he did. Mm-hmm. Of course, we have the watch the guy try to undo the hooks on the dress thing. They mm-hmm. do that for every single one of them. But I really wonder, do they do the whole get in bed thing, cut the lights out like we're going to sleep, and then the camera crew leaves, and then they go shower? Because Michael looked like he didn't shower, and Chloe just went to wash the makeup off her face, but I don't know if she even showered. And I was just like, maybe they just edit that part out. But even still, if they do, my other thought is, why would you get in the bed all funky and nasty after being in dancing and partying all day? Just to get out to go take a shower to get back into the same nasty bed that you just messed up.
Here's the thing about it. I think it's actually cute that you think they got back out of the bed and went and showered.
I'm trying to give them the doubt.
They kept their funky asses in that bed and went to sleep.
You're night one with the person. You're not at least going to go wash your butt. I just don't understand that.
See, look, I know I'm not the only one. Indigo Blue 50 says they never shower. Yeah.
I'm trying to hope in my heart of hearts that they do, but it's just they don't put all that part on camera.
No. So High Vibe says, why do folks not shower? Fish Chopper says, why people shower in the morning? that's insider information. And Connie says, Terrell, you are so like my husband with the bedtime shower. See? Now notice, well, Connie didn't say like me and my husband.
Well, but here's the thing. I think you can go to bed, and I'm not knocking people that go to bed don't take a shower. I'm talking about the people that are on TV. After dancing all day, you're going to get in the bed funky. Mm-hmm. I'm not cool with that.
I mean, it's not like she was dancing hard. Connie said, hey, she's like, let me clear this up real quick. I do shower before bed. I'm just saying, you didn't say that at first. You said it, your husband. And look, High Vibe put this out there. Black people bathe as many times as necessary. Not everyone. Just get that clear. Don't paint that generic brush over. Let's not do that.
Couple people. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with taking showers in the morning or whatever. But if I'm going to be in bed with somebody, I am going to make sure
you should.
I've showered within the last 3 to 4 hours.
At least. I thought you were about to say days. My bad.
No, in the last 3 or 4 hours, I've, as Nikki B said, I've washed at least in the last 3 or 4 hours.
Now, Zoe says, Brianna from Atlanta said, which I know you didn't see that season. I told you, let's go back and watch season 12. Brianna from Atlanta said they do that for filming and get out to shower. She also said they sometimes awaken in the morning to put on makeup. Yes, we figured that because I woke up like this is only in a Beyonce video and a song, okay? Before the camera crew arrive and return to bed. Yes, we figured that part. And hope to God they brushing teeth because they're like this in each other's face early in the morning. So we figured that part. I'm just saying, as much as we liked it, she may have gotten out of bed and gone to shower. And he was like, well, I guess I got to as well. And so he went to shower. I'm just saying, I guarantee you, all these couples are not getting back out of the bed and getting in the shower.
Maybe not. So she comes out the bathroom and she plays a little joke with the eyelashes on her on her head. But she gets in bed full robe and everything. Michael's got on his shorts, tank top, and he's ready to get comfortable. She's fully clothed under the robe, too. So I'm like, wow, why do you do all that?
Well, look, the whole thing you know, she came out trying to be cute. He noticed immediately, kind of killed her joy because she thought, he's not going to pay attention. And like, did you watch this man dress? Of course he's going to pay attention. He noticed the eyelashes. And they got into bed for the filming just to show. What do you want to do? Take the robe off, get naked in the bed?
I'm not saying get naked in the bed. All I'm saying is we know you're not going to go to sleep in a full robe and pajamas under the covers. I was hot just looking at that. I'm sweating just watching that. I'm like, you got to be hot.
Kitty says she was giving Cameron with a robe on an Indigo Blue 50. Yo, I was about to say something about this earlier. Don't forget the tube socks. I was, because him laying in the bed with mismatched, as much as this man is a fashionista, he's in there with these tube socks and this mismatched outfit. I'm like, yo, serious?
That's why I think maybe after the camera crew leaves, then they get up and change. Because, like, going to bed in socks, I don't really do, but if it's really cold, I get it, and they're in Colorado. So maybe you want to put some socks on. Maybe not those tube socks, but something. But I just don't believe that's how they actually went to sleep.
Connie says, remember Claire with her nasty feet wedding night? Yeah, that's how we knew she didn't shower. Like, people forget, you can't walk around on these hotel floors barefoot, especially if your feet are pale enough, because, you know, like, for me, if I walk around that, you will see that. We saw that with Peter Guns on I know you didn't see it. But
No, we didn't see it.
We, minus you.
Yeah, we did. Is we sick? Is we sick, boss?
He got clowned for them nasty-ass feet on TV, too, right? So, yeah, we forget. Oh, the feet are going to show. So, yo, TM10 says he was wearing his business socks. Oh my god, y'all are hilarious, man. It's gonna be interesting to see what happens moving forward, because next week looks like there's some drama, which you like, obviously.
Let's get to the drama. I mean, that's what we're here for. I mean, this was a great episode and we're all rooting for Michael and Chloe, but
yeah,
we don't really know Chloe like that. We know Michael a lot better. That's why we're supportive of Michael. Mm-hmm. I'm not on the Chloe train yet. I just want Michael to be happy. But let's just see how their relationship goes. But then also, let's see what happens. Maybe Austin and Becca will come back and they have consummated the marriage in grandma's bed. I mean, not grandma's bed, grandma's house. That's weird.
Damn. Hey, Grandma, move over.
Could you imagine Austin like, look, Becca, here's the reality. I can't really do it unless it smells like Vicks or some type of menthol and there's like butterscotches and strawberry candies in a dish. I need the ambiance for it to work for me.
Oh, my God. Yo, here's the interesting thing. Michelle says she's ready for the drama, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lily Lum says, next week, Lord, it's not over yet. And the interesting part, Nikki B says, Emily is going to hit on Michael. Trust.
What?
Mm. I know why she's saying this. Because remember when he went to tell the group, when he went to go tell the group that he was getting married, the way she was kind of flirting with him. Or was that Claire? I thought it was Claire that kind of gave him that look. But, and it might have been Emily.
No, it was Emily. Oh, sorry. But again, I was thinking it was just the weird eyes that she makes with her facial expressions. Maybe it wasn't interest.
Emily, you're right. Yes, I remember you making that comment. So, yeah. Now, Audrey's not on the Michael train. She's like, nah.
Well, and we'll see.
And it's probably because, like D. Michelle says, he was wearing his non-threatening just like your non-threatening sweater.
That's why I'm pro-Michael. We wear non-threatening attire.
Oh, my God. Look, all right, let's go to some of these comments before we get out here. And I'm going to do them in reverse order this time. I know normally we go from the earliest back to the most, but I had to do this one since we're right here. Michelle says, geez, Terrell, how long do you want these episodes to be? Please don't film the shower status.
I'm not saying film the shower status, but just show that they took a shower, that they washed, as Nikki B says. Just show me they washed, because I'm wondering, why are y'all getting in this bed all nasty and stank?
Now, Nikki B has said this when we're talking about Emily and her drinking, and said, most women I know started drinking to cope with 8-ish men. But she hasn't made it past date number 3, so
well,
can she really have been an 8-ish man?
Well, what is it about you that's attracting ain't-ish man? Maybe it's something about Emily that ain't-ish either.
Ariadna made a very astute observation saying, everyone in this chat is so over the season because, Lord, these comments.
But that's what makes it fun. I mean, I can do these shows because it's going to be crazy, stupid drama that we can laugh and make fun of, and I'm all for it.
Now, there are a lot of people that are feeling Michael from his style to everything else, but especially, like D. Michelle says, Michael's way with the English language, top notch.
He's a smart dude. He's a smart dude. And, you know, broad vocabulary, knows how to use his words, reads the room really well. I'm just a Michael fan so far.
I like Michael. Michael is the first person on reality TV that decided to do boxing on camera, working with the mitts, and made it look actually like he knew what he was doing. And that's why Terry just says, Michael is definitely an alpha male, unlike Orion. Yeah, you know what? I give you that. I give you that in that one. I'm having fun with about the way she grabbed his face. It just kind of, yeah. I like the fact that she grabbed his face the way she did because it shows she was real. It looked like she was really into him, unless she was just, I'm going for the Oscar on this. So
I think she was just really into him, excited. I'm gonna chalk it up to that.
Let's see. I saw this one here. Did anyone notice that Chloe locked her lips a lot, like she had dry mouth? I didn't see that.
I did watch that. I'm just thinking it. Really? I was gonna make a comment about that, but it reminded me of, remember the first two podcasts that we did, and I kept drinking a lot of water because my mouth was getting dry because I just wasn't used to it. So I was like, okay, Chloe, you get a pass. I've been there. You feel the pressure, you get the dry mouthedness. I get it.
So you noticed that. I did notice what Pink Butterfly asked. Yanni, did you notice the bad weave on Emily? Yes. Did you notice it, Tara? Because it was sticking up everywhere.
Yeah, but this is like the second time we noticed it because I remember the bad weave from the honeymoon that they had to cut out. So...
So you did notice that. Look, here's the thing, and I wanted to save this one, man. Austin says, finally caught one of you guys live recaps. You guys are funny as F. I'm the white guy that's invited to the barbecue type and is on the grill. Now, the question is, do you use seasoning on the grill? That's the real question. I remember when you first came to the States, Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and the neighbors decided, my mom almost passed out when they did this, the neighbors decided to grill out in the back. They cut open the steaks and just threw them straight on the grill. She's like, yeah, whoa, you're not going to wash it?
You got, as my dad said, wrench it off.
Season it?
You got to wrench it off. Throw some seasoning on there.
I'm going to tell you, Austin, you don't throw any seasoning. Terrell's not going to let you. He may not let you on the grill anyway. It doesn't matter because he's, you know, he's controlling like that. But, you know.
Me? I'm Mr. Lying. Rogers?
Control? Am I lying? Yeah. And Austin says, hell yeah, I do. My seasoning cabinet is full.
Good job. Good job, Austin.
Yeah, man. We love you guys. You make this fun. This is the reason why. Terrell was tired. He really did not want to get on here and do this, right? So Kimberly, who asked, why do you guys do this? For this reason. For all of you in the chat, you make this fun. He was tired. The way we started this episode, you saw him. He was his eyes about to roll up in the back of his head. He had to work all week, take the team out, go drive up to Dallas, then drive back and come and do this. And this is why we do this, because you guys make this fun. It's definitely not because he wants to sit here and talk to me for an hour.
No, especially not looking at that 49ers shirt. Go Lions!
Oh, I can't wait. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit from the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.